Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Attacks from Fulani herdsmen stir up food insecurity in Nigeria. Then, learn how Jesus encountered one woman in Iran who wanted to see him for herself. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Nigeria, where food insecurity continues to plague the country. But it's not just because it's the lean season till September. More and more farmland is falling to attacks by militant Fulani herdsmen. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations.
We're hearing stories of people who were farming 100 acres, but now they're only farming 5 acres because the Fulani, their objective is to run these farmers out.
Nearly 5 million people in northeast Nigeria face acute food insecurity due to conflict. That's according to the World Food Program. The clashes between herdsmen and farmers have spread from the north down to central Nigeria's breadbasket as well.
It's not only the people that are dying immediately in the short term from the attacks, but the long-term instability is just threatening the entirety of this country.
A Fulani attack on July 14th killed at least 32 people in a predominantly Christian farming village in Plateau State.
We're moving into the second decade of these atrocities happening, and they're really being just kind of overlooked from authorities. No one's being held accountable.
So please pray for discipleship efforts that will reach northern Nigeria for Christ.
We need to continue to multiply leaders. We need to continue to get resources like our solar-powered audio Bible. When we're praying, we need to pray for discipleship-making movements to take place.
Next, military veterans and first responders face battles long after their time in uniform. PTSD, suicidal thoughts, broken relationships, and lost purpose. Warriors Set Free offers real hope. Their three-day Warriors Battle Retreats help people confront the past and walk in biblical freedom. Steve Prince, director of Warriors Set Free, says,
"We focus on our acronym TRIP. It's truth, relationships, identity, and purpose is the map for the weekend. And the reason we call it the battle is because we're training them up to win life's battles. The war has been won. Jesus has conquered everything, but we have battles to fight to live this life victorious."
The retreat's impact is often immediate.
We have wives who are shocked when their husbands come home. They notice the difference from day one. And we encourage you guys, don't go home and tell your wife that you're different. Live it out. Be present. Love your wife. Spend time. Serve.
The next Warriors Battle Retreat is the first weekend of November in Cartersville, Georgia. Details and more can be found at missionnews.org.
If you have a veteran in your life that's hurting, first pray for them and then check out Warriors Set Free and see if they're willing to connect.
And finally, after the June 24th ceasefire between Israel and Iran, the Iranian government has increased its oppression of its own people. Yet God continues to move and show himself to those who search for him. Lana Silk with Transform Iran describes Christians in Iran this way.
They are sold out in following him, often immediately paying some kind of price for choosing to follow Jesus.
Like all believers, they still need fellowship and teaching.
But there's so much from the past that still needs to be dealt with. A lot of pain, there's a lot of trauma across the population of Iran.
A woman we'll call Shirin came to an underground discipleship training with Transform Iran. She came with a specific desire. Already, she'd been leading others to Christ. She'd heard testimonies of people having visions of him, and that personal encounter with him was what she wanted. But at the gathering, she felt the Lord calling her to deal with unforgiveness in her heart.
And she knew God had laid out a clear choice for her, that she had to forgive every person who had hurt her along her path.
As Shirin prayed, she began to tremble and felt a fire in her body.
She closed her eyes and then she saw Jesus standing there.
Read more about God's powerful encounter with Shirin in the full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.